program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. We're glad you could join us today. We're going to be in Jeremiah chapter 6. We've been working on Jeremiah chapter 6 for a while now, and today we're going to continue on. So if you have access to a Bible, open it up, sit down with us as we consider His Word today. Quickly, I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. This is just simply a little notebook that fits into a shirt pocket or into your purse or a Bible case. Easy to carry with you to church, where you can write down your prayer requests people ask, pray for me, a place where you can write down those prayer requests and then keep track of when God answers those prayers. It's a great little tool to help you in your walk with the Lord. They're absolutely free. All you've got to do is contact us in some way. There are several ways you can do that. One way is through our website at considerhisword.org. At the website, there's a link at the top that says contact us. And if you'll send us an address and where you're hearing the broadcast today, we'll send you one of these little prayer journals absolutely free. So you can do it at the website, considerhisword.org, or you can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, you can also simply write to us, many do, at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. We've been talking about the path from Jeremiah chapter 6. This passage of Scripture was written in a very difficult time. A difficult time in the sense that people were in absolute rebellion against God. And the passage begins with the judgment of God coming upon them because of that rebellion. But in all of it, there is hope. Our focus has been on verse 16. I want to read through the passages again, and I'm going to point out, especially when we get to verse 16, because this is where God is trying to reach out to them by His grace and His mercy and reconciling the people back to Himself. That was always His desire. God does not enjoy judgment. He enjoys grace and mercy. He enjoys you and fellowship with you when you walk with Him. So Jeremiah chapter 6, I'm going to start reading in verse 10. He said, "To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding it in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together, for even the husband and the wife shall be taken, the aged with them that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned to others with their fields and their wives together, for I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people, slightly saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Can you see their rebellion and their rejection against the Lord? I mean, it begins that way when they would turn their back on God. He said that they had no delight in the word of God. They hated the word of God. He said the word of the Lord is a reproach to them. They were offended by the preaching of the word of God. How true is that today? When people are offended when you even quote the word of God or say the word of God. I heard the other day that somebody just simply read a passage of scripture and was kicked off their social media site. People were offended by the reading, simply reading of the word of God. It's a reproach to them. They have no delight in it. He talks about how everyone is given to covetousness, how they're lying to each other, even the priests and the prophets. There's a false hope when they're saying everything is okay and they're saying peace, peace, when there is no peace. Because of that rebellion against God, judgment is going to come down. Listen, you will be held accountable to God. You will one day stand before Him and answer for your sin. Your only answer is going to be found in your trust in Jesus Christ. That's your only hope. That's the only place where you'll find righteousness is in Jesus. And so in all of this, he encourages them. He said, look, ask for the old paths. In verse 16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. You'll find rest, that peace you're looking for, you'll find it. They said, we will not walk therein. We will not go that way. God said, he sent watchmen. I think these were the prophets and the preachers who were preaching truth. And he said, listen for the trumpet. And they said, we're not going to listen to any of that. Now, we touched on this a little bit last week when we saw that there was a divine pause. He said to stand and look, to stand and watch, to not only look in the ways and see what's going on in the world, but look at yourself as well. And then he said, find that timeless inquiry. Ask for the old paths. Go back and look at the lives of faith. Read Hebrews 11, where it says, by faith, we call it the hall of fame of faith. They found that path of faith, that path of obedience. They found that way, and they walked in that way. And what I want you to see today is a couple of more things. First of all, it was a clear direction. He says, this is the good way. Stand in the ways and see. Ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? This path is the path of the good way. It's a path of righteousness. A righteousness that's only found in Jesus Christ and nowhere else. He is the path. I believe He is the path spoken about in this passage of Scripture, where Jesus said, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He's the only way. He's the only path. The only righteousness that you can find is in Jesus Christ. Second Corinthians 5, in verse 21, the Scripture says, for He made Him, Jesus, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. If we're going to walk in that good way, you've got to walk in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. He is the way. He is the only way. You see, when you try to find your own way, it only leads to destruction. Proverbs 16:25, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. God gave us his word to lead us through life, to trust him and follow him. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not in thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths, and he will not lead you astray. Remember Psalm 119:105? Many learned it in Vacation Bible School. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. But in this hope, if we follow that path, if we look for those old ways, he said, ask for those old ways and walk therein. And the result is you shall find rest for your soul. Rest is a result of trusting Christ. Rest is a result of faith. Remember when Jesus said, Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Now, this is a true rest. Remember, they were saying peace, peace, when there was no peace. But you'll find that peace and the rest of Jesus Christ when you trust him, put your faith in him. And that rest is going to be a result of your faith. It's going to be a result of Christ coming into your life. All of that anxiety, all of that stress, all of that burden, he said he would take from us. Come unto me, he said, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's a promise rest. Hebrews 4:9, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. So ask for that old way, and then he said, and walk therein. There you'll find the rest that you're looking for. You'll be at peace with God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, God did not create us and leave us in this world to try to figure it out for ourselves. No, he gave us a path. He gave us direction, and he will direct you day by day, bit by bit. As you obey him, you'll find God's way in Jesus. You'll find God's way in following his path, in trusting him day by day. So find God's way. Find that path. Find that old path in Jesus Christ. Trust him as your Savior. Repent of your sin. Here we read in Jeremiah 6, they were rebellious against God and would not repent and would not turn away from their sin. But God says to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Turn away from that old sin. Turn away from that old life and trust Jesus. There you'll find a way. There you'll find true peace. Jesus said in John 14, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And find that rest in Jesus. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Breath, let it breathe of your love. Every nation and tribe, every tongue, mothers and daughters and fathers. sun.